Now will you notice verse 12. Now when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after she had been 12 months according to the regulations for the women, for so were the days of their beautification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with sweet odors and with balms for the beautifying of the women. Now, I've always felt that beauty parlors are misnamed. I tell my wife, you go in there looking, I think, very good, and you come out looking like a peeled onion, or you look like the end of a mop that has been overused. I wouldn't want to call them beauty parlors. And I know that there are many men that spend a lot of time waiting for their wives. My wife can spend a long time in a beauty parlor. But my friend, here we have 6 months for one type of treatment, 6 months for another. That's 1 year in a beauty parlor. And I told my wife one day when I waited 40 minutes outside and I hadn't come until, well, the time she'd set, and I still waited 40 minutes. And when she came out, I said, my, you must be Queen Esther to spend that much time in a beauty parlor. Well, this is quite a beauty treatment, friends, 1 year. Now will you notice, verse 13, then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, on the next day she returned unto the second house of the women. Now listen to this. To the custody of Sheashgaz, the king's chamberlain who kept the concubines. You see, if the girl didn't win the contest, she became a concubine. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she was called by name. You see what Mordecai had exposed Esther to? And apparently she was perfectly willing to do this. Now we're told in verse 15, now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her to his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them who looked upon her. Now it was decided that Esther did not need to have a year's beauty treatment. Hers was a natural beauty. And they said, my, that's like gilding a lily to send her to the beauty parlor. She's already beautiful and lovely. And everyone that saw her, they said, my, there's the winner. That's the girl that's going to win. She just stood out above everyone else, you see. And again, is the hand of God moving? Yes. And this is the will of God? No, sir. This is God moving by his providence. He's going to put her yonder on the throne next to the king, because if she's not there, their whole nation is going to be destroyed. Not only that, God will be violating his word. And you want to know something? God never violates his word.